What difference does it make? Is a question voiced by many who don't think it matters what a person believes about the age of the earth and other events described in Genesis. We will see if it really does make a difference on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
There are some pastors and teachers who tell me that it does not matter what we believe about Genesis. It doesn't matter if there were really six 24-hour days or millions of years. It doesn't matter if there was death before Adam's sin. It doesn't matter if Adam was a real person or just an allegory. There are often people who tell me that they believe the Bible to be true, but somehow my literalist interpretation offends them. Even though I don't give an interpretation of Genesis, I simply read what it says and believe it. The same pastors will not have the same problem with the new heavens and the new earth that God will one day provide. Whatever your eschatology, few people expect the new heavens and new earth to emerge after millions of years of evolution. They expect that God will make these places probably in an instant. They believe that the idea of a world without death in Genesis is a myth, yet they quote Revelation 21 verse 4 that there will be no more death. How can they expect a new place with literally no death if the deathless paradise at the beginning of time were just a myth? Revelation 22 verse 3 tells us that in the world to come there will be no more curse. These pastors expect this to be literally true, yet they do not believe in an earthly paradise in Genesis 1 where there was no curse until Adam sinned. But all these issues fall into place when we choose to believe God's word.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.